I'm very happy now to welcome Jeff Berg. He's assistant manager of the Jean Cocteau Cinema. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. Nice to be here. Appreciate
it. Nice to have you. Now, the Jean Cocteau has reopened. It's actually been, 6 months or so?
Yeah, our 6 month anniversary will be February 9th.
And it's a theater that many people who have grown up here or lived here for a long time remembered, but then it was really inactive for a while and has been given new life.
Yes. It was vacant for anything for about 3.5 years until George R.R. Martin, the author, bought it, refurbished it, and opened it last August.
And it's doing well, but still on some level, I think people are like, oh yeah, we're glad it's open, but I haven't been there yet.
Yep, exactly. We get lots of people that are out doing errands or just out checking things out to come in and say, oh gosh, I remember being here and I remember this movie. I need to come back to the movies. And they're doing that even now after we've been open for 6 months. And we get locals that are more unaware than I am even that we're even open now. So it's a really interesting concept. But we do get a lot of good community support, though, too. It's been really, really, really good.
Well, it's a wonderful theater. It's a great place to see a movie. It's a pretty small theater, mm-hmm. very intimate setting with very good technical specs.
Yeah, when they refurbished it, they put in a new screen, new sound. We do digital, 35, Blu-ray, and there's lots of speakers, so the sound is really good. The whole auditorium is well covered by the sound.
Now, you do all kinds of special events there, and you do a lot of movies and a lot of different kinds of movies, sort of out of the ordinary Santa Fe style, so to speak.
Yeah, part of the concept for our programming is to kind of fill the niche that hasn't been filled yet. There's a lot of good films that come to the screen and Cinematheque and such, and we're not really competing with them. We're trying to work with them. In fact, we're showing a series later on in conjunction with the screen. So our programming concept has been to do older films at times, smaller films, films that might have, you know, whizzed by the other audience or the audiences around here and bring them back. Lots of special events, as you mentioned, lots of readings because of Mr. Martin's connections and such as well.
So you've got an interesting film opening tonight that actually references George R.R. Martin himself.
Yes.
It's called The Callback Queen. Mm-hmm. What is this film all about?
As I understand it, I have not seen it yet. I need to watch it tonight if I can. But it's based on an actress who's played by Amy Joyce Hastings, who will be our guest for a couple of the screenings coming from the UK, who gets turned down for a part in a series similar to Game of Thrones. And she's bemoaning that fact to her friend, who is either a writer or director. And so they come across this book that's similar to Game of Thrones, a fake book with a similar theme, and they decide to make a movie out of that. And the author of that fake book is kind of based on Mr. Martin, although the fake book cover they've created is publicity, which has a picture of this fake author, and they look nothing alike, which is kind of fun. And the director, Graham Cantwell, will also be here from Ireland as our guest as well for at least...
So they're coming for this?
Yeah, this is the North American premiere of the film tonight, Friday. And they'll both be here as our guests Friday and Saturday, and I believe Sunday, but I'm not sure. We're only going to have it for 4 days.
Ah, so ladies and gentlemen, check it out. Hurry on down, because, the reference to Game of Thrones, which I think on some level Santa Fe has taken as ours, because, you know, we take possession in some way of our artists and authors and people like George R.R. Martin.
Yes, definitely.
Who has done such a community service by making the Jean Cocteau Cinema available to everybody. Okay, now you've also got an interesting film opening on Valentine's Day. Not a love story.
No. We're bringing that one back because it's an Oscar nominee for Best Foreign Language Film. It's called The Hunt.
It's a Danish film.
Danish film, yes. And the story is basically about a small town kindergarten teacher who's wrongly accused of inappropriate touching of a young girl, one of his students. She has a girlhood crush on him, and he gently rebuffs her from that in a very appropriate way, and she takes that as a thing, and she's kind of led into saying that he touched her inappropriately.
And that is very interesting. I mean, these kinds of things happen, unfortunately, in the real world, as do actual bona fide cases of many more cases of inappropriate conduct of all kinds. And so it's a very interesting drama, this film. I think it's very worth seeing.
Yeah, I've seen it already. It is definitely worthy of an Oscar, as it is up for one. So,
Now, you've got, after that, the Week of Magic and Mystery starting on Friday the 21st of February.
Yes, that's one of Mr. Martin's pet projects. He's really, really hopeful that the people will come out for that, because I don't think there's anything like this has ever occurred in Santa Fe before for this length of time. I was casually looking up like local magicians, and I couldn't even find like a local magician. So this might be really interesting for those who are into magic and fantasy and stuff.
So entrepreneurs, take note.
There you go.
If you want to be a magician, there's an opening.
There's an opening. Finally, a job opening in Santa Fe. We're going to have a magician from L.A. Her name is Misty Lee, and she'll be doing 3 shows on Friday and Saturday. And in conjunction with her appearances, we're showing 2 films. One's from 2006, I believe, called The Prestige, which is a really good film about competing magicians. And there's a new, brand new romantic comedy playing as well about 2 young magicians who are competing, male and female, and it's called Desperate Acts of Magic.
Uh-huh.
And the star is a guy named Joe Gold, who I believe directed and wrote it, and he is also a magician himself in California.
Really? So, yeah. Oh, cool. So if you can say this, real acts of illusion.
That's right, exactly.
So we'll have a real magician, and we will have movies about magic, and then one more thing, because we got to go, but The Act of Killing, mm-hmm. which was made by Joshua Oppenheimer, who is a one-time Santa Fean, is going to be at the Jean Cocteau as well.
Yes, we're bringing that back for, at this time, only 1 screening, and it's the director's cut, which has not been shown here. Joshua has requested that we play the director's cut, and he's going to do a Skype interview with us for that screening as well.
And that is the 28th of February.
Yes.
So Jeff Berg is the assistant manager of the Jean Cocteau Cinema, which is on the web at jeancocteaucinema.com. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget about this fabulous movie theater. And can we just mention the popcorn?
Of course. Best popcorn in town. It's from an Amish farm in Minnesota or Iowa. I can't remember which
really?
Off the top of my head. Yes.
Are the Amish known for their popcorn?
They will be soon. It's really good. It beats Orville's.
Excellent, and all kinds of good toppings. And Jeff Berg, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Charlotte. Really appreciate it.